Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I lived with my older brother for about 4 years after I finished school. We shared rent on an apartment together since neither of us could afford anything on our own. But during the fourth year, my brother started making better money, and he planned to move out once the lease came to an end. I wasn't making a lot, so I knew I couldn't afford to pay for the apartment alone. I looked around online for a roommate for a few months, but decided to just move out as well and find a cheaper place. I searched up until the last month of our lease at the apartment. My brother had basically moved everything out already, and there was a lot of pressure on me to find somewhere quick. But with my extremely low budget, it wasn't easy. Eventually though, I stumbled across a listing posted by a homeowner renting out a room in their house. The man's name was Evan. I sent him a text to let him know I was interested, then kept searching. A few minutes later, he responded. We scheduled a time to call later in the day, and when we did, he explained all the details. He said he lived alone in the house and was renting out his spare bedroom, but I'd be able to use all the other rooms in the house too. It sounded great to me, so I agreed to it, and a couple weeks later, I tossed everything in a U-Haul and drove down to the house. Between this time, we'd been texting and calling, and he sent me a bunch of pictures of the house, but I hadn't had the chance to view it in person yet. I got there around noon, parking in the driveway. The house was definitely small, but it looked nice from the outside. Evan was standing in the garage, waving me over. He gave me a quick tour, then helped me unload all of my stuff into my room. Evan seemed like a regular man in his mid-30s, which was almost 10 years older than me, but I didn't really mind. He didn't hold conversations very well, though, and was somewhat shy. Anyway, we finished moving everything inside, and I dropped the U-Haul off. I Ubered back to the house, and by then it was almost 8 p.m, and I was really tired. Evan was on the couch watching TV, so I told him I was going to bed early, and I went to my room. All in all, it seemed like a decent place, and I was happy with it. I unpacked some more, then set up my bed. And by 9 o'clock, I was finally ready to sleep. I walked over to my door to lock it and turn off the lights. But as I reached my hand out, I saw the knob on the door was empty, as in, there was no lock on it. Confused, I opened the door. The lock was on the outside of the door. I stepped into the living room and asked Evan why the bedroom door locked from the outside. He looked confused and said he never noticed that, but he would switch it around tomorrow. I shrugged and said okay, then went back to my room. I was tired and not too worried about it, but it was definitely an odd find. I got in bed and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, I woke up. I heard someone moving around in the kitchen, which I assumed was just Evan getting water or something, so I closed my eyes again. A minute later, I heard him walking back down the hallway, but as he was passing my room, he stopped. I opened my eyes and looked at the door. He was standing out there quietly for maybe 15 seconds before I heard a click. He locked my door. My stomach dropped and I felt my face go cold as Evan walked down to his room. As soon as I heard his bedroom door shut, I got up quietly and went over to the door. I tried the handle, and it wouldn't budge. I stood in shock for a few seconds, coming to reality that this man I just met has now locked me in a room. My fear started to turn into anger. I called out for Evan, telling him to open the door. It only took a second before I heard Evan run out of his room and over to my door. I heard him place his hand on the door, but he paused for a few seconds before he unlocked it. I swung the door open right away.
"What the fuck was that?"
I confronted him. Evan was stumbling words out, saying he just wanted to make sure he was safe because he didn't know me. I understood that concern, but locking someone in a room was not a smart way to go about it. I told him that I was going to pack up and leave in the morning, and I stayed up all night on the couch in the living room, waiting for the U-Haul store to open. At 9 o'clock, I looked into the hallway, seeing Evan's bedroom door was still closed, hopefully meaning he was still asleep. Then I drove straight there and drove the U-Haul back to the house. When I went inside, though, Evan's bedroom door was open.
"Evan?"
I called out. I walked over to his room and peeked my head inside. His room was empty. I moved my eyes around the room in disbelief. Seeing as things were only getting weirder, I backed out and got straight to moving my stuff. I powered through 2 hours of moving boxes and taking apart my bed. I only had 2 boxes left. I ran inside and picked up another, then rushed to the front door until Evan appeared in the doorway.
"Move,"
I said. He stared at me, emotionless. After a few seconds, he stepped aside. I hurried past him and shoved the box in the U-Haul. The last box was half full of random food I kept from my old pantry at the apartment. I decided to just leave it. Evan was freaking me out, and I wanted to get away from him as soon as possible. I started closing the back of the U-Haul before Evan interrupted.
"You forgot this."
He held out the last box.
"Oh, yeah, thanks."
I grabbed it from him and climbed back in the truck. I felt him watching me as I stacked the box, and when I turned, he had his hand on the door. He started pulling it down, trying to close me in. I was able to stop him before the door was even halfway down. I shoved him on the ground, but he got up and ran, not in the house, but off into the trees away from the house. I didn't know what to think, but I didn't care. I quickly shut the back door and drove away. My brother was nice enough to let me stay with him until I found a new place. I don't know what happened at that house, or what would have happened, but there was definitely something very wrong going on. I moved across the state to a newly built house. My previous landlord decided he wanted to sell his house, so when our lease agreement was up, he kicked me out. I decided to also lease this new house, but I was honestly really excited for this place. As soon as I moved in, though, I noticed my neighbor across the street staring at me several times within the first couple days. He was a middle-aged man, but didn't seem to ever be away from his house. I tried to brush it off, assuming that maybe he was just curious about the new person in the neighborhood. But the more I saw him, the more I realized there was something off about him. He never spoke to anyone, he never smiled, and he never left. He just stayed in his house, watching. I would catch glimpses of him through my window and see him standing in his driveway at odd hours of the night. It was starting to freak me out. One night, as I was settling in for bed, I heard a noise outside. It was a scraping sound, like someone dragging a heavy object across the ground. I peeked out the window, and there was my neighbor, dragging what looked like a large ladder across his lawn. It was really late. I had no idea why he would be needing to do any work on his house at this time. I tried to tell myself that I was just being paranoid because I was in a new place surrounded by new people, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something wasn't right about my neighbor. I tried to calm myself and eventually fell asleep. The next morning, I saw him outside again. This time, he was standing at the end of my driveway, staring at me through my window. I pulled the curtain shut and I tried to ignore him, but the feeling of him watching me gave me chills. I didn't like that he was by my driveway either. So I quickly got into my car and pulled out of the garage. He was back in his yard by then, but he watched me as I drove away. Things grew a lot worse from here. One night, as I laid in bed, I could clearly hear someone walking in the grass in my backyard, which was fenced in. I got up and looked out the window, but the footsteps stopped. I waited in my bed for probably 30 minutes, but I didn't hear any more footsteps. I got up and checked the window one more time to be safe, and far back in the yard was a figure. It was hard to make them out because it was so dark, but there was definitely someone standing there, watching me. I backed away and called the police, but the man had left before they arrived. I told them all about my creepy neighbor, but they told me there was no evidence of any wrongdoing and that my neighbor had never been in trouble with the law. I was basically on my own unless something more serious actually happened. I started to take precautions, locking my doors and windows and avoiding being outside as much as possible. Even then, I didn't feel much safer. I'd been at the new house for almost 2 weeks at this point, and even thought about breaking my lease agreement. Then something happened. I got home from work late and pretty much went straight to bed, but in the middle of the night, I woke up to the sound of something thud against the side of the house. It sounded like it was right up against the wall outside my bedroom though, which was on the second story floor of my house. I slowly got out of bed, heart racing in my chest, and pulled the curtains back from my window. I jumped back and screamed, seeing my neighbor's face staring at me from just inches away from my window. He was standing on a ladder, trying to look into my bedroom. He quickly climbed down and ran away. I called the police again, and just a few minutes later, they caught him, trying to get the ladder down. While he didn't admit to what he was doing, it was very obvious. In the following days, one of my neighbors came by and explained that they had some weird encounters with that neighbor guy as well. They said they saw him looking through their windows as they were coming home from work one day. Part of me wonders if they could have prevented this whole thing from happening to me if they had just reported the guy. But either way, it's over now. I moved into my new house last year during winter. It was a beautiful, spacious home with a big backyard. It was my first house ever buying. Moving was a bit of a hassle though, because I was alone, so I had to move everything by myself. I pulled up with the truck early in the morning and shoveled all the snow off the driveway, then started bringing all of the boxes and furniture inside. I finished pretty late, around dinner time. I went back outside and locked up the truck, planning to drop it off the following morning. I don't remember doing much for the rest of the night. I probably just watched something on my phone, but I didn't have my bed set up yet, so I slept on the couch downstairs. It wasn't the most comfortable couch, but as I was trying to fall asleep, I heard a strange noise coming from outside. It sounded like someone was walking up to my porch. I sat up and listened carefully, looking at the front door. The sound stopped just before they reached the door though. I waited for a while until I thought I was just hearing things and ended up falling asleep. In the morning, I woke up to find that the front door was unlocked. I was certain I had locked it before bed. I checked for any signs of someone walking around outside, but there wasn't anything. I dropped off the truck, then spent the whole day unpacking and setting up the rest of the furniture. I had mostly everything done by the end of the day. At 6, I went out for a quick dinner and got home around 7. As I pulled into my driveway though, I saw something strange in the snow outside my house. I parked and got out. There were footsteps in the snow leading right up to my front door. I looked all around and tried to follow the footprints from where they came, but they ended by the sidewalk, which had already been shoveled. It could have just been a neighbor wanting to say hi, and that's the excuse I told myself to put me at ease. I finished the last of the unpacking, and before bed, I checked all the doors and windows. I walked up to the front door and immediately noticed it was unlocked again. I got my key and tried it, making sure it worked and couldn't be unlocked without it, but sure enough, everything seemed to work just as it was supposed to. I was confident I had locked the door and kept it locked all day. I just didn't understand why this was happening though. Nothing was missing from the house and there were no signs of an intruder. I mean, it was cold, wet, and snowy outside. If someone had come inside, they would have left watery shoe prints everywhere. I made sure the door was locked, then went up to my bedroom to shower before bed. As I was getting out of the shower though, I heard something downstairs. It was soft and hard to distinguish. Usually, I would assume it was nothing, but with everything going on, I had to check. I got dressed and walked down the stairs slowly. I turned the corner around the stairs, and right in the hallway was a man. He was facing me, standing still, with the front door opened behind him. I was in some sort of shock, frozen in place. After a moment, I sprinted back up the stairs and locked myself in my room. I didn't hear him following me, but I was still terrified. Then I heard footsteps walking through the rooms downstairs. I took this chance to call the police as the man downstairs continued walking around. After maybe 2 minutes, I heard the front door slam shut and the footsteps leaving the property. The police found nothing of use and suggested putting up security cameras and changing the locks on the door. I did both, but the man never came back. I almost wish he did so that I could catch him on the cameras, because now I feel like every day I'm just waiting in fear for him to come back. I'm not sure what he was doing or wanted to do, but I hope I never have to know.
Attention horror fans! Are you ready for a one-of-a-kind addition to your collection? Get ready to show your support for our horror YouTube channel by owning a special limited edition MJV plush toy. That's right, we're bringing the scares to life with an exclusive high-quality plushie of MJV, our beloved horror character. Imagine having your very own cuddly, huggable version of MJV to keep you company while you binge-watch our spine-chilling content. But you must act fast, because these limited edition plushies will only be available for a short time. So don't wait. Click the link in our bio and sign up with your email to be among the first to know when pre-orders begin. These MJV plushies are the perfect way to support our channel while adding a unique and exciting item to your horror collection. So, what are you waiting for? Get ready to embrace the horror and sign up for your limited edition MJV plushie today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.